अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
All mothers must agree with me. Motherhood is not just giving birth to a child. It's not just bringing a soul into this world. It is much more beyond that. It is caring for a life which is completely dependent on us. It is sleepless nights, their first toothed smile. It's teaching them to walk and to talk and eventually run. It is catching their fall and dusting them off after they do so. Motherhood, indeed, is a different journey altogether. And today, in Chiming with Supermom Bloggers, we have one Supermom Blogger with us who has experienced it like all of us, and she has a lot to share with us today. We have Meenakshi Bajpayee from Mommy's Timeline, a full-time working mother and a Supermom Blogger. Welcome, Meenakshi. Welcome to Chimes Radio.
Thank you for having me here and giving me this opportunity to share my views.
Trust me, Meenakshi, we are equally excited for having this discussion with you. Tell us, what do you feel about motherhood and how did Mommy's Timeline come into being?
To me, motherhood is a wonderful thing, something that I have always cherished. It may be hard at times, but it is so gratifying. After the birth of my second child, my son, I got this desire to share my parenting stories, my pregnancy experiences, struggles of a working mother of two kids. So basically, I was looking for a place where I could pen down my thoughts, be it mom guilt when I reach home late because of a project deadline in the office, or my son's first smile, or the bond my kids share. I was looking to pen down every little moment I spent with my kids. After doing some initial research, I knew that I needed a blog. The next part was giving it a name, which was not easy at all. I shortlisted few names and finally came up with Mommy's Timeline. As I wanted to talk about everything that happens in a mother's day-to-day life. So that's how Mommy's Timeline formed. It has ups as well as downs of my parenting journey. If you open Mommy's Timeline, you will find content around pregnancy, TTC. TTC means trying to conceive. Parenting, mom's life, and some little bit about fashion too. Although I have a very limited knowledge when it comes to fashion, so you will not find much content in this category, but yes, it does exist to help mothers like me.
That's right. And as far as fashion is concerned, you mirror my thoughts, but really great to know that your blog has such a varied content. Taking our discussion further, COVID has led to massive changes in people. In their lifestyle, in their eating habits, and in their day-to-day working. Meenakshi, after this pandemic, what do you think has been the impact on parents and children in terms of the sudden change that has happened?
We all are impacted due to this pandemic a lot. Everything has got a 360-degree shift in a blink of an eye. We elders know how to overcome a situation, but children initially were completely off routine. They experienced some unusual patterns like locked inside the home, increased screen time, online classes, generated a lot of questions in those tiny minds. Like I used to tell my daughter, that world is trying to learn about this new virus so that right medicine could be developed. Like this, I believe we all parents try to answer the queries of our kids in the best possible manner.
Yes, that indeed is true. And it is the children definitely who have been impacted more and are left confused after things have changed. And talking about their teaching pattern that has also drastically altered, what do you think has been a challenge for teachers and parents and children all this while?
When online classes started, teachings and learnings have observed a sudden change. In the beginning, most teachers were not trained to teach remotely. Parents were not prepared to parent their school-aged children at home every day. But I would say that a massive effort is being made by schools, teachers, and parents at all levels on online education. be it teaching patterns or adopting new technologies. But I still think that this forced online learning does not take into account the teaching styles that take place when kids and teachers are in a classroom and having a face-to-face conversation. I remember earlier my daughter used to complain that she misses her school play area, want to meet her school friends and all. But with time, she understood the situation and started appreciating her video calls with friends, her online classes, live sessions and all. Our responsibility as a parent has also observed a lot of changes. Now, since they are exposed to the internet, we have to protect them from cyber risk. It's a little tough, but I'm using this time to spend quality time with my kids and family. Yes, my bedroom is my kids' classroom, but tell me, when is the last time we as professionals got time to spend enough hours with children? Let's go with the saying, make hay while the sun shines.
Yes, make hay while the sun shines. What a wonderful and positive way of taking this. That's right, it's blessing in disguise, and we are spending time with the children. Really, has it ever happened before that we are working and the kids are just a room away? No. So let us make the most of this time. Meenakshi, we discussed that how important and how good a chance this is for parents and kids to spend time together. So what exactly, in your viewpoint, can parents do to keep the children entertained and engaged as well in the house?
Keeping kids active while simultaneously working from home is certainly monotonous. How many times have we heard our children asking us to take them to the park where they can play with friends? Unfortunately, we can't do that in the current scenario. But there are still ways to keep children entertained these times. Since they are not going outside to play, we should look out for ways to include physical activity in the child's routine. Like we as a family exercise together. Doing exercise together keeps the excitement level maintained and helps us stay active even when indoors. We have a fixed time for workout. We do exercises that are simple to do and can be done by kids too. If you ask me, I have some exercises in my list like skipping rope, spot running and jumping. Like this, you can also think of other exercises that you and your kids can do together. You can also keep children busy by letting them pick up a hobby with online classes such as singing, dancing, drawing or even playing a musical instrument. There are so many online classes happening these days. My daughter has recently joined a coding class too. Her dance teacher has also started online dance classes. So she spends a good amount of time on the thing she loves. Next in my list is reading. Reading not only benefits children academically, but it also helps them in developing new thoughts and ideas. Every month, I order few storybooks for both of my kids. 30 minutes after dinner is their fixed reading time. I have also started involving my kids during everyday chores. Involving children in house chores is the best way to teach responsibility, trust me. And I'm glad that both my kids are totally enjoying sharing the chores, like washing vegetables, watering the plants, making their own bed. In addition to it, we have now created a separate reading routine, a family reading routine which my daughter loves to the core. She is enacting the role of teacher and everyone else in the family gets the role of students by default. Apart from this, we are spending a lot of time playing games like Ludo, Snakes and Ladders, chess. I also have a small messy zone in my home where they grow creative. They spend some time of the day in this corner. Here they make cards, do coloring, some craft work, paper cutting and drawing. So this is how I keep my kids entertained in this phase.
Wow, what amazing ideas to keep children occupied. Keeping them active, giving them books to read, letting them take hobby classes, role plays, you name it. And everything is here what Meenakshi has just suggested to us. Wonderful. Now let's look towards a different aspect of this pandemic. Meenakshi, in current situation, there have been a lot of revelations in front of us, like the importance of life skills. How much do you think life skills are important for our little ones right from the very beginning to survive, God forbid, if there's something similar that happens in future?
Our children have got affected by this pandemic a lot. But at the same time, this pandemic has also given us an opportunity to teach important life skills to kids. In this phase when we do not have any help from outside and we are spending more of our time at home, or housework has increased a lot. I have explained this to my children that it is our family's collective responsibility to ensure chores are taken care of. They fold clothes, fill water bottles, arrange their bookshelf in between their schoolwork. Chores have always been a part of my children's routine, but this lockdown has given me a chance to show them things I did not get around to before. Now they know how to sort laundry and load the washing machine. They have also been helping me in the kitchen during meal times. And these are the things they would need for the rest of their lives. Learning to cook and running a washing machine, for example, are such important life skills. I remember the days I used to call my mother when I started working after college and had to cook for myself. And when it was time to load the machine, I had no clue of the basic functions. Thanks to the person who invented the phone, otherwise I would not have survived. I'm glad that both my kids have interest in learning cooking. My son washes the vegetables. He knows how to spread the butter or jam on a bread slice. Now I know that they can fill their little tummies while I'm attending office calls. So I would say that teaching life skills to children is extremely important, and this is the best time to do so.
I truly can't agree more. That is right. It is the best time to teach the children all these life skills so that in future they are not dependent on anyone else for their own stuff. COVID has brought us face to face with one reality, that we can stay inside our house for months and easily survive. Meenakshi, talking about the changes COVID has brought us, one of the biggest changes is the rapid increase in screen time for little children. And we at Chimes Radio advocate no screen infotainment for kids. So in your opinion, how important do you think is keeping kids away from this unnecessary screen time?
It is an untold sad reality that kids have to mandatorily participate in online classes. This has become more like a compulsion, and we as parents also can't help much, because academic learning has its own importance. The screen time during this pandemic phase has exceeded a lot, and this is largely unavoidable. But we can definitely control the non-school related screen time per day. I really appreciate this no screen infotainment to children by Chimes Radio. It is more important in this phase because their degree of physical activities have gone down. Under normal conditions, children benefit from everyday physical activities. They go to school, they play with their friends in the park, they go to market with parents. But this basic level of physical activity is missing in this phase. It is no-brainer that children learn better from real-life experiences than screen time, especially activities that involve moving and doing. Perhaps the pandemic is an opportunity for all of us to rethink how we spend our time at home and the role a screen plays in our life. It is more important than ever for families to jointly develop new routines for staying physically and mentally healthy, and to address the screen time wisely. Last month, I was having a discussion with my daughter's class teacher, and we talked about the offline activities that children should be doing at home every single day. This is just a phase and shall pass. I would say as parents, we need to remind our children that this unusual time would not last forever. Eventually, their schools will reopen.
Yes, that's right. This too shall pass. This is just a phase. Really amazing words by you, Meenakshi. Thank you so much for this encouragement to our little children. Now let's come back to your blogging journey. Meenakshi, your blog is just amazing, and your journey as a blogger has been an enormous one. So of all the years and of all the things and content that you've written in the blog, tell us about that one memorable moment or thing that is very close to your heart.
To be honest, there are many such moments. From getting first comment on blog to receiving various awards as a mom blogger, there are many memorable and beautiful experiences which I can never forget. Every time I get your email in my inbox or a message on social media, it feels like getting a little gift from you moms. The love and affection you mothers have given me cannot be explained in words. I can never forget the day when some of you came to meet me when I was visiting Chandigarh. That surprise is precious. I still have no clue how you moms got to know about my whereabouts and quickly planned a meet. It was so much fun. I started blogging to share my parenting journey, but now I write on the topics you request most. You know, we mothers never get enough time. Sometimes I feel how I wish I had those 30 minutes to pin down my emotions quickly. Still, I managed to steal time for writing and sharing my experiences and learnings on the things, on the topics you want to read. At the end of the busy day, when I open WordPress admin panel and approve your comments, I get supercharged. I get supercharged to write and improve the blog. Your words encourage me every single day. There are many things that I have planned for the blog, from improving content frequency to sending newsletter. There are many things that are to be done. I will keep you posted on the updates. Till then, keep on visiting the website and never hesitate to reach out to me. I write something fresh and interesting for you every single day.
That's amazing. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And we will also look forward to your updates, Meenakshi. Thank you so much for talking to us today and giving us such lovely insights and a view of your personal feelings towards your blog. We are really honored that you shared it with us.
It was all my pleasure. You have my gratitude.
Thank you so much, Meenakshi. So this was Meenakshi Bajpayee of Mommy's Timeline, our supermom blogger for today. I'm sure most of her parents must have enjoyed this conversation with her. Next week, we'll have another supermom blogger with us and we'll chime with her as well. Till then, stay safe, stay healthy and enjoy this wonderful time of your life. Wonderful thing called motherhood. And to listen to our other podcasts, explore this space and tune into our 24/7 radio station, Chimes Radio, India's first infotainment platform for kids. Chimes.